Yeah, I mean, the relationships are what matter in business. Businesses are all built off of relationships and interactions with others. And so if we're going to move into a bot technology, making sure that's authentic communication interaction with that has empathy that we've talked about so much.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Electrify Your Message podcast. Very interesting episode today. Your host right here, Joe Melillo. And with us again, our CEO, Josh Ross. Josh, thanks again for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Joe.
Listen, you're very empathetic and understanding. You're a very empathetic and understanding guy, which is a great quality and trait in you as a person. And today our topic is bot technology, and specifically empathy in bot technology. Can an AI-driven bot be empathetic? Yes or no?
Yes, for sure. We can build empathy into that bot. In some cases, bots can have more empathy than a human being these days. That's a sad statement, but true.
I hate to say it, and I agree, because I've come across people who have a lot less empathy than some of the bots. So this episode, if you're listening, if you've ever asked the question of, what are these bots that are being used? Everybody talks about this in the new technology realm and software realm. We're using bot technology, using AI, natural language chatbots. What does that mean? Josh, explain to us, me included, what is a bot? What the bot is a bot?
Well, a text bot is a bot that is created from software that sends and responds to messages. So it's a listening and responding computerized interaction, right? So bots make it easy to send mass message texts to contact lists. They also are on the other side of that, listening to the interactions. And it is simple to personalize a bot, which we're going to talk about, personalization and empathy that gets built into that. But there are a lot of bot technologies that are on the market today that don't have relevance in the exchange of a two-way conversation that takes place. So, when you're using a bot, it is important to use it in the correct way. But the definition of an SMS or a text-based bot is essentially the software that sends and responds to messages in SMS on its own through computerized interaction. So the ability to utilize these bots to help with everything from assistance on a day-to-day basis, synchronization of messaging, communication in broadcast form to mass groups of people. Bots can be used for a number of things, but that's the definition.
And it's like this enigma of an idea of what something would look like, but people have experienced bot technology more than they realize. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, it's interlaced throughout everything, whether it's a Google search, whether it's many, many tools that you interact with throughout the course of the day or software that you interact with throughout the course of the day have embedded bot technology already built in. So it's out there. And I think I just wanted to mention a couple places where we see the use of SMS bots, pretty customarily. So time-sensitive updates that happen, sales and promotional materials. There's a lot of bot technology already built in to the web and online for sales and promotional. Webinar and event invitations, these types of things are happening often through bot technology, whether it was email, doesn't matter what form of communication it is, they're being unilaterally used. Booking confirmations for appointments, reminders, those kind of things, billing reminders and internal updates for employees and large corporations or small corporations that see it across the board in there that bot technology is being used. So if you're using it for whether it's time-sensitive updates, offer of sales and promotions, webinar and events, bookings, appointment reminders, billing reminders, and company updates, that's what we see bot technology being used for primarily. But we use it in a different way. And so hopefully we can talk about that today, but use it in a bit of a different way to build a two-way dialogue through experiential messaging, which we do here at KLaunch and Karano. It's all about what you say, when you say it, why you say it, how you say it, and where you say it, and the messaging matters. And so we manage our interactions for our customers, and we help them with reach an outcome through text messaging. So the use of bot technology is interlaced through all of our interactions, and we have what's called the AI KBot at our organization.
Our KBot, man, we want it to be as empathetic as you, Josh. We modeled it after you.
I don't know about that, man.
in all seriousness, though, we can create messaging, and we can create the channel and the responses back. So the problem I feel with bot technology is it's still that one-way communication. It's making the life of the person that's using the bot, or the organization, corporation, whoever, business that's using the bot, it makes it really easy for them to accomplish goals, whether it's those reminders like the dentist office sending you those reminders, or anybody who needs those, that information blasting kind of handled without having to sit behind a computer and do it line by line by line. So there's that. But what we're talking about is if you get a response, if I get a bot, I want to be able to ask, hey, can I cancel my appointment today? And somebody on the other end of the line who is not a real person can respond back, because we knew that somebody might cancel. And so we're doing a lot of that front end setting up in order to make sure that K-bot knows that, hey, everything isn't perfect in the world. Not everybody's going to make their appointment. They're actually going to cancel. So be prepared for that, and make sure that the bot has a response for that. And we often tell people, like, we know that you're the expert of your business. You know what questions are going to be coming in. So why not be prepared with an empathetic response back from a bot, so that you're not answering back and forth? Am I right on that assumption there?
Right. And the same tools that we use to program bots are the same tools that we use to interact with each other. Right. So, I mean, so we use the same methodology. So when we talk in terms of our value differentiation at K-Launch, we talk in terms of our methods, which are involve, inform, and incent. We talk in terms of the science of words, the managed turnkey experience, the data itself, and then the bot technology. But the data also drives the interaction for a more personalized approach. Right. So, and it's going to deepen the relationship. So the goal with our goal for using bot technology at K-Bot Technology through AI is to ensure that we are building deeper relationships without the need of someone to be a human to be involved in that. But we're really playing off on the science of words to ensure that the messaging that goes out is personalized in the bot two-way experience and engagement. So, for example, if you say you want to cancel your appointment, you know, we should be able to send back a message that says, you know, hey, Joe, sorry to hear that you have to cancel, but we're looking forward to rescheduling with you whenever it's convenient, or something like this, right? So that's a message that would come back that would have a little bit of empathy about your situation. Sorry to hear that you're having to recancel. We look forward to getting you back into the office as soon as possible, those kind of things. So it's the type of messaging that you put in there. It is truly about what you say, when you say it, why you say it, how you say it, and where you say it. And these bots that we build are crafting that same methodology. So if you don't, it's like anything that you try to automate. If you don't first have the process down, it's if you start from nothing, it's going to be really difficult to automate the purest process, right? But if you start with a process that is manually done and it's really well thought through and really, really well thought out, you can then apply that to automation. And that's what we see happening here. That again, the challenge that's happening in the space and technology inside of text that we see is that platforms are being sold. Platforms themselves are being sold. When you sell a platform, you are asking the folks that purchase the platform to be able to come in and start to interact. So they have to understand the audience identification that we've talked about. They have to understand the personalization of the messaging. It's really difficult for people to do. So what we would recommend is not worry about all that. Just come to us, purchase the K3i solution, let our mobile message experts, our data scientists work that out, craft the science of words, utilize bot technology in a way that's going to be impactful and personal for your customers.
You got a whole team at K-Launch behind you.
That's right. I mean, we put teams of people behind you. Yeah. And you know, it's not just here's the keys to the car, the new Ferrari, and go figure out how to drive, right? Because it may be fun to try to drive, but you could really hurt yourself. And in this case, you could hurt your relationships with customers and the interaction that you have. So
that's true. Imagine crashing that car and hurting yourself and the relationships with people. That's a good analogy. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, the relationships are what matter in business. Businesses are all built off of relationships and interactions with others. And so if we're going to move into a bot technology, making sure that's authentic communication interaction with that has empathy that we've talked about so much, which leads to rapport, which leads to behavioral change, which we see in how people respond to messaging.
Josh, I'm going to play the part of a customer here, a client, a very smart client, by the way.
That's the part I'm playing.
But what happens, K-Launch team and Josh, if we get to a point in the bot technology and the AI that it doesn't recognize the question or sentence that I send back, because like I'm interacting with it. What if it doesn't recognize what I'm doing?
Yeah, so the bots learn over time. So at the beginning, they're going to be not as smart and intelligent as they would be towards, you know, after working with you for many, many years. But we like the tactic of just being, again, empathetic. So if we don't understand something, if the bot doesn't understand something, send a message back and say, hey, sorry, I didn't understand exactly what you were referring to or you were asking. But if you would like to just, you know, reach us, you can click here and it'll call, you know, make a phone call or whatever. So give them a way in which to reach. If the bot doesn't understand something, coming back with an empathetic response of, hey, I'm sorry, didn't understand that exactly, but if you would just flip us a message here or send us a call or click this link here to reach us. So giving them some alternative options. The goal, though, is to create bot technology that is so empathetic and so centralized that you don't understand that you're speaking with a bot. So I think we do that better than most companies out there right now. And I think there's a lot of terrible bot interactions, but I think we're doing it really, really well. But we have room to improve, and we will improve throughout time of working with customers at mass scale. I mean, we're working with thousands of customers in these interactions and being able to deliver this content. Our bots are becoming, you know, sharper about how folks interact. So not all dialect is the same either. So different parts of the country, maybe how we change our connection, our personal interaction with our friends or family, you speak a little differently. Those are things that bots are picking up on and understanding the kind of the slang and dialect and all the stuff that we need to be able to interact with.
Yeah, and one of the main value, the value that we bring on the back end of what we're doing, what our clients tell us is now we're cutting down the fodder. Right, we're cutting down a lot of those questions and things that otherwise would be taking up their time as a business owner. That they're picking up the phone and answering questions. You could just think of any business, but there's one business specifically that we've been working with where it's like I know for a fact that they answer, in their words, not mine, dumb questions every day. Right. They pick up the phone. And if you're a business owner, you're listening to me right now, you know exactly the dumb questions that you get every day. They love the fact that this bot is now taking those dumb questions and handling that process of answering and getting the person empathetic and happy response. Now, Josh, you would be pretty pissed off if you're having a bad day and you just answered three questions in a row that were the exact same dumb questions. And then probably an hour goes by and somebody else picks up the phone. And it's somebody else asking that same dumb question. How, as a human, I'm starting to lose empathy, right? Like, I'm like, really, like, you're getting me here.
Yeah, when you're driven by emotion, which humans are, right? But yeah, I mean, and then, I mean, the ability to personalize that, like we talk about, and interact in a way that is call centers. This happens a lot in call centers. So somebody calls in, to your point, Joe, they ask the same question all day long. You know, 16 hours a day, or if they're a 24-hour call center, 24 hours a day. Somebody's calling in and saying, hey, I have this problem. And it's all a lot of the, if you look at, you know, systemically what all is being said, it's all the same interactions that are, you know, throughout the course of the day. So we take all of that, pool it into a bot technology, and then be able to move those away from the call center itself. So it's a call center augmentation to where you don't have to have the folks that are in the call center answering the same questions that are being asked by literally thousands of people, move that into a text channel, answer their questions succinctly, get back with them in real time, very, very quickly, so they don't have to wait on hold, and leave the call center and the human interaction for those more deeper, detailed interactions that need to take place. And so the augmentation of call center, we're seeing all the time with bot technology and moving call centers into a front line of bot technology through text and a kind of backline of the call center agents that are there.
I love it. I mean, we do this on a regular basis. It brings tremendous value to these customers that we're working with. And Josh, before we end here, because we're kind of running out on our time, we like to keep it a little under 15 minutes. Would you like to add anything more about bot technology? I love bot technology. I know people are like, oh, the bots are taking over, right? But the truth is,
we talk about internally, man, is try to automate everything, work less, make more. I mean, we truly do want to automate more of our engagements at K-Launch, and we want to automate those engagements for our customers. Because as humans, we have the brightest minds. Regardless of the technology that's available today, the human mind is amazingly created. And so leaving the human mind to work on these more in-depth tasks and get these mundane tasks that and interactions, let those be worked on by a bot, right? So moving your resources, your most valuable, precious resources in human capital into working on the most challenging of problems, and let the bot technology engage those other things. But automate everything, work less, make more. That's what we're all about.
Thanks, Josh. Another episode in the books here for the Electrify Your Message podcast. We want to electrify what you're saying. We want it to mean something, not just be out there in the universe, because it has to be out there in the universe. Make it mean something. That's what we want to bring. So we hope you're learning something every episode with us. I know I learn something every day from this guy. So I really appreciate your time, Josh.
You bet, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about what our team at K-Launch can do for you, simply text K-Launch to 55433. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you next time.